And I think it's useful to recall this historical bit of geopolitics from our October 5, 2014, waking up, freeing ourselves from work show. Provided by Kevin Phillips. Quote, Roosevelt also faced dissension in the military and intelligence communities. Not a few senior officers, especially in the Navy. You know, the ones who are that department, which today includes DARPA, that produces secret weapons of using microwave energy. Continuing, especially in the Navy, disagreed with the White House priority on supporting Britain against Germany. They urged greater attention to the Pacific theater and war against Japan. Some intelligence officials, in turn, were ambiguous about favoring the Soviet Union over Germany. Some intelligence officials, in turn, were ambiguous about favoring the Soviet Union over Germany, maintaining quiet connections through Switzerland with non-Nazi Germans and some Nazi officials. During the winter of 1942, the Swiss-based Alan Dulles discussed with emissaries, at least half seriously, a settlement in which Germany would keep Austria and some other new territory. SS Chief Heinrich Himmler would replace Hitler, and Eastern Europe would be made into a cordon sanitaire, a series of or chain of small neutral buffer states around a larger, potentially dangerous or hostile state. A cordon sanitaire against communism. By way of backdrop, Missouri Senator Harry Truman had argued in 1941 that as between the warring Russians and Germans, if we see that Germany is winning, we ought to help Russia. And if Russia is winning, we ought to help Germany. And in that way, let them kill as many as possible, said Truman. It was not a sentiment that got Truman in trouble. And this is from Kevin Phillips' American Dynasty, Aristocracy, Fortune, and the Politics of Deceit in the House of Bush. And the Bush clan go back to the beginning of the secret society in the U.S. at Yale University. Now, this is a good illustration, I think, of the fact that it is the system of class itself, ruled by sociopaths, that is diseased. Continuing with Alice. Himmler, like Haas, was a nearly perfect product of the training given him by his father, who was first a tutor at the Bavarian court and then a headmaster by profession. Heinrich Himmler also dreamed of educating people and nations. The doctor, Felix Kersten, who treated him continuously from 1939 onwards and enjoyed his confidence, has asserted that Himmler himself would rather have educated foreign peoples than exterminate them. During the war, he spoke enthusiastically, looking ahead to peace, of establishing military units who were educated and trained once education and training can be practiced again. And that's a quote from Fest. So Heinrich Himmler dreamed of educating people and nations, and that's a priority, as we just said, of these power guys, who I'm beginning to wonder, because we're going to be discussing how Nazi ideology adopted a, you could say, a Hellenistic version of Christianity, that they were Plato-loving fools, and so. Where does one end and the other begin? You know, maybe down the road, once we're free, somebody will explain it to me. In contrast to Haas, who had been trained with total success to be blindly obedient, Himmler, apparently, was not entirely able to live up to the requirement of being hard-hearted. Fest, who convincingly interprets Himmler's atrocities as the constant attempt to prove his harshness to himself and the world, says, quote, in the hopeless confusion of all criteria under the influence of a totalitarian ethic, harshness toward the victims was held justified by the harshness practiced toward oneself. To be harsh toward ourselves and others, to give death and to take it, was one of the mottos of the SS, repeatedly emphasized by Himmler. Because murder was, and I'm sorry, I've seen these folk use their children this is one of the things that upsets me the most is the way they have no, absolutely no second thoughts about having their children do what they feel is more utilitarian. Have their children do what they want for whatever reason. Or just they put their children into service. And not just their children, children of the low income, low income children. And that serves multiple purposes for them, you know, because it's a early kind of recruitment and beginning conditioning to accept orders from the power guys. Anyway, because murder was difficult, says, and this is again, Fest is discussing Himmler, because murder was difficult, it was good and justified by the same reasoning. He was always able to point proudly, as though to a role of honor, to the fact that the order capitalized, had suffered no inner damage from its murderous activity and had remained decent, unquote from Fest. Alice says, do we not see reflected in these words the principles of poisonous pedagogy with its violation of the impulses of the child psyche?